You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams, agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
risk of suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
As we crank up the healing revolution today, I am feeling like I'm in a revolutionary mood, particularly because just yesterday I found this news story and it makes me sick to my stomach. I need some Nux Vomica. I need some gelsemium to calm down. Off of the Detroit News website, I've got this linked up at the blog. You don't want to see it. Jury rules woman neglected daughter. Now, what kind of neglect are we talking about? Did she leave the daughter in a car, in a hot car on a summer day? Did she leave the daughter at home alone while she went out gallivanting around the mall? No, it wasn't that. It was the refusal to give her girl Risperdal that led to that police standoff. Those of you who have followed this story, you know who I'm talking about. Marion Godboldo. This woman who decided to protect her child from the pharmaceutical industrial complex, from the dangerous doctors. This Detroit mother, Marion Godboldo, was accused of refusing to give her 13-year-old daughter psychotropic medicine to treat a mental disorder that was caused by the drug vaccine doctors. And guess what? They found her to be in neglect. Yes, they found her to be neglect. A jury found this. A jury, a Wayne County juvenile court jury. Just this past Wednesday found that one accusation of neglect was proven in the case against Marion Godboldo. Jury of her peers? No, she has no peers. Unless you have vaccine damaged parents in the jury pool, you have no peers. How can parents that may or may not have kids, or that kids that have not been damaged by vaccines, how can they rule against? Because they don't know. Because they're swayed. They're swayed by drug doctors. They're swayed by pharmaceutical conflicts of interest that the district attorney's office, they're all on freaking drugs. Oh my gosh, I did not want to be angry this Friday. I'm going to calm down. I'm going to get over this. We've got a lot of great stuff to do today. A lot of cool stuff, in fact. Dr. Frank King's going to join me. I need some of that 911 stress control he has there at King Bio, in fact, right now as I'm reading this. A judge is expected September 29th to examine the custody issue and the child's medical treatment. Why doesn't somebody go in there and show the dangerous effects of Risperdal, or the fact that she had put this child on it and she got worse, not better? And where was the medical opinion that admitted that Godboldo was right, that there was no need for this drug? There was no need for a SWAT-style raid on this mom who had the misfortune, I guess, to make a bad decision to allow her child, okay, first to go back into public school after being homeschooled. Remember, her first child was damaged by vaccine. She didn't want her second to be. So she homeschooled her until her, you know, her youngest daughter decided, I want to go to school, mommy. And, you know, I understand the mom, you know, wanting her kid to be around her friends. But my gosh, then they hammered her with misinformation, with wrong information, with bogus information. Miss Godboldo, your daughter cannot come to school unless she catches up on her vaccination. And unfortunately, Miss Godboldo, as much as she saw what happened to her first child, thought, okay, well, she's got to go to school. She's older now. Maybe it'll be okay. Well, it wasn't okay. It wasn't okay. This is why we covered the story earlier in the week of the billboard. In deference to the birthday of the little baby that was lost at 22 months. No shots, no school, not true. No shots, no school, not true. This would have saved Marion Godboldo's daughter and Marion Godboldo from becoming a convict of neglect. No, what is neglectful is that the DA and the government has gotten into bed with doctors, licensed representatives of the state and Big Pharma, who then unconsciously and unconscionably send children into battle with vaccine syringes. And occasionally, the kids lose. Sometimes they lose their lives. Sometimes, in the case of Marianne's daughter, they lose their minds or part of them, and they no longer can function normally. And then they lose them further to that drug complex, for which there are criminal implications here, because the person that, what do they call it, dropped dime on her? What do they say that? Turned her in for neglecting because she wasn't drugged, was someone from a, well, one of those centers for children that actually gets money for each child recruited into their programs, like the orphanage almost. Yeah, they get kickbacks for the kids they can bring into these drug trials. The poorest, the most ignorant, inner city among us are being drugged. Their children are being drugged, taken away from their families based on bogus issues of neglect that are not neglect. We've got medical assault here. The DA should be brought up on charges of medical conspiracy to drug a child. Godboldo and her family are considering an appeal, according to attorney Roger Farina said. Roger, I hope you do your job, and hope you do it better than allowing her to get convicted for neglect, for which she did not. Thankfully, she continues to have visitation rights while her daughter remains with her aunt, where she has been living since being released from a state psychiatric facility in May. Put her in a psychiatric facility. Vaccine damage, now you send your children. Marion didn't do it, the state did it. Mom didn't do it, the state stole the child away. All because she had the misfortune or bad judgment or bad choice to trust the state when they said, you have to have the vaccination. No shots, no school. Not true. Dagnabbit, you've got to tell these parents, at least give them a fighting chance to defend their children against this insanity, this lunacy, this medical assault. The child's parents, they say here in the story, are disappointed by the decision but resigned to continue battling for custody. According to Ron Scott of the Detroit Coalition Against Police Brutality. It is police brutality that they SWAT raided this woman. And for God's sake, because she defended herself, they wanted to charge her as a criminal for They don't feel that the system has served them well, as they could have been, given that they have been good parents to this child. The system served them well. The system doesn't serve you. The system enslaves you. And until you get that through, your whatever you want to say it, there will be more childhood victims of the state and their sanctioning of the medical vaccine monopoly. The decision Wednesday came after evidence technicians combed the scene where Godboldo allegedly fired a gunshot when officers tried to kick open the side door of her home in Blaine. In March 24th, they were there to assist Children's Protective Services in removing the girl. That's what it takes now. They got to come with SWAT teams to take your children away because you're wanting to protect them from not only the state, but medicine. Detroit police said the search Tuesday night was part of the criminal proceeding. They want everybody to believe that they're not allowed to defend themselves. This is bigger than just the vaccine issue. Because if they can convince you that in the protection of your child, you are a criminal, then the next time they knock on your door, you'll say, here, take my child. I don't want to be a criminal. You'll give them up. Judge Ronald Giles of the city's 36th District Court eventually will decide whether Godboldo should be ordered to stand trial on multiple charges of assault, hindering police, and using a firearm during the commission of a felony. A felony. Protecting your child is now a felony in Michigan. What the hell is wrong with you people in Michigan? If you're up there, you let me know. I need to know what is going on in Michigan. I mean, this is where in Oak Park, they went after the woman because she planted a garden in her front yard. There was a hospital I reported on a couple of weeks ago. Similar. That took the infant just born, away from the parents who did not want their child vaccinated and vaccinated them anyway. What the hell is going on in Michigan? Please call me. Let me know. 866-939-2355. Set some kind of record straight. Tell me there's some sanity up there. Tell me there's some hope for those of you in Michigan. Oh, man, it's heavy on my heart as I start this Friday Healing Revolution, and I apologize. I did not want to go here, but when I saw that story, I couldn't help. We had to cover it. We have to let you know this is happening. And of course, yesterday we talked about this, and I acknowledge we talk about some of these outrageous stories. I don't mean to leave you in a lurch of just anger, angst, anxiety, and fear. But as I've said, and I don't think anywhere else in media has it been said, that if we continue to turn our children over to the state at birth, when we allow the state to stamp them, to stamp their forehead with a number, numbering them like cattle, issuing them a birth certificate as if they're not alive without the sanctioning of the state to say, here's your certificate, now we know your kid's alive. Please start recording your family births, your major events in your family history, deaths, everything in your family Bible, whatever that may be. Get the state out of the family. This is the destruction of the family. So if you want to say, oh, I'm being negative. No, I'm being proactive and positive to warn you that the next child you bring into this world, keep the state's hands, grimy little paws and vaccine needles away and off of them. And you have that right. You can do that. They're not going to tell you you can do that. Just the same way they don't want you to know that you can refuse the shots on medical, philosophical, religious grounds, depending on what state you're in. They are not going to tell you the truth. The truth shall set you free. And that is what we try to do. That is what I try my level best to do every day here on the United States and World of Health Talk Radio. People of planet Earth, are you listening? Your government is your enemy. Not because I say so, but look at the evidence. And it isn't because you beg to get your rights back that they're going to go, oh, okay, you can have them back. It's not because you plead. It's not because you try to tickle a bureaucrat to make them happy and laugh and distract them. It's because you realize who you are and you realize your relationship to a servant government that doesn't believe it's the servant anymore. It believes you are the subject and your children are simply human resources to be used for whatever purposes, including medical experimentation for profit, or later on, cannon fodder in wars undeclared by Congress, by an executive branch that has gone insane with power and lost any semblance, whether it be a Bush, a shrubbery, or an Obama. Where this man came from, Lord only knows at this point, the destruction that he has unleashed in addition to previous destruction from previous presidents. This is the sad reality that we're all dealing with right now. And we have a choice to make. We can cower out in fear or somewhere hide under the couch, under the bed. We can scream out in anger. We can take up arms. I'm not recommending that. I don't want to see bloody revolution, but I believe that we have an obligation. And that comes from our Creator to defend life, liberty, and property. Not to damage it, not to terminate it. And when they come for your kids, you have a right and obligation to defend yourself. As far as I'm concerned, Marion Gambaldo is a hero. She needs to be lauded as such, despite the bad decisions, the poor decisions she made in trusting government up to that point. I think she knows better now. At least I hope so. And many people are waking up to this reality. That is not a negative thing to wake up. To wake up is a positive thing. It's an empowering thing. It gives you an opportunity to outcreate those evildoers who would have you become their minions, if not then first and foremost their victims, if you're not willing to become their minions in perpetrating these crimes against children and all of humanity. Do I exaggerate? I think not. When life is on the line, when the life of innocent children are on the line, how do we stand by and allow this to occur? We have a right. We have an obligation to defend life, to defend our family, to defend our children from those who are harming them. And those who are harming them, knock, knock, knock. Hi, I'm from the government. I'm here to help you. Run. Run the other way. If you can, avoid the conflict. If they have left you no choice, well, then you find yourself where Marion Gambaldo was, in defending her right to protect and defend her child, now facing criminal prosecution, already found neglectful when she wasn't the one neglectful, except for the fact that she trusted the authorities. Don't be one of those. Be one of the heroes. But be one of the heroes that does not have to respond after the fact. Be one of the heroes that prevents these things from happening ever again. That's why I urge you to communicate to your neighbors about what has happened here. Let them know the truthful realities. Even if they believe in vaccination, they will likely defend your right and the rights of the family to protect themselves against unlawful, illegal, grotesque violations of the right to determine, self-determination, whether you want a vaccine or not, whether you want a drug or not for your child. Is that not your responsibility? Or are your children wards or property of the state by virtue of their birth because you didn't know and you just thought, well, everybody else is doing it. Give them a birth certificate. Give them a number. Number them like cattle. I don't know. Everybody else is doing it. Yes, right. How many of you parents have told your kids, if Johnny and Susie and the rest of the class jumped off the bridge, does that mean you get to do it too? Just because they... No, of course, you know that. Why do we as adults continue to persist? Continue to persist. All right. That was probably redundant. But continue to do the things that we tell our children not to do. Let us not be hypocritical parents. Let us lead our children in the way we would want them to lead their lives. And then, if they stray, you'll have a leg to stand on as you correct them. Yes, I realize I can't correct every mistake. I can't prevent every mistake. I'm not so delusional. But maybe there's someone who's just waiting to be, well, saved, for lack of a better purpose. And you just got to listen to those moments, quiet moments, when they're asking for your help. And they may not ask for it verbally, but you'll know if you get quiet enough and you're able to hear that still, small voice, whatever it is, the wind in the tree, whatever it is that calls you to action to protect life, liberty, and property. Quick break here. Coming right back with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, for a short segment to chime in on this. Also, it's posted up at naturalnews.com. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hold that shrimp on the Barbie until you find out about Papaya 35 Multiply Plus, direct from Australia. All-natural, GMO-free Papaya 35 Multiply Plus is made from fermented papaya and pomegranate, rich in natural probiotics, digestive enzymes, and antioxidants. Now get this spectacular product to boost your natural killer cells to help your immune system and improve your digestion at the same time. So now you can have your shrimp on the Barbie, feel better, and if you act now, get a great down-under price and free shipping on each product that you order. Don't wait. Go to onestophealthshop.com and order now. That's one-stop-health-shop.com. Get that great down-under price and free shipping right now at one-stop-health-shop.com. That's one-stop-health-shop.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Natural News was the place that launched the awareness of the Marion Gotboldo story worldwide after it hit the news wires a while back. But this is a quite an incredible turn. We've got Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, joining me to comment based on the new revelations. It's up there at Natural News. Mike Adams, welcome back.
Hello, Robert. Thanks for having me back on the show. It's good to join you. Although, once again, here we are talking about another outrage, another abuse of power by the government against innocent people, against, in fact, good parents here who are trying to do the right things for their children. I am incensed about this particular case, and I don't know what we can do, but we've got to find more ways to help Marianne.
I agree, and I'm thinking also, because this has already happened to her, what can we do to help others not ever have to be in this situation again? I mean, they're preying on the most vulnerable in our society, the inner city, the poor, those that are not aware that, for instance, there was no requirement for her daughter to even get the vaccines that led to this in the beginning.
It's incredible. The only sense I can make of this is that they are punishing Marianne and trying to hold her up as an example to say, hey, all you other moms out there, don't you dare say no to your doctor or child protective services who wants to put your daughter on psychiatric drugs, because if you say no, you're going to be treated in just the same way. You're going to be arrested. You're going to have your home raided with a SWAT team. You're going to have your child kidnapped. You're going to be brought up on multiple felony charges. You're going to be found in neglect in the court system and have your child taken away from you and be put in jail. I mean, this is what she is facing. All for what? For just taking her daughter off these dangerous psychotropic drugs.
Yeah. And beyond that, as we say, the starting point here, I mean, my goodness, she saw her child originally get injured. That's why her second daughter basically was not going to the public school. And then when her daughter wanted to, she said, okay, honey, you know, it's like being a good parent, trying to do what's right. And she's punished for this. But again, this idea that authority could come in and violate the sanctity of the family. And I agree with you, Mike. I think this is a message to other parents. Don't you dare think you can, you know, defend your child from us, because we really are the parents. I mean, they're just saying that parents are not parents. You're just kind of holding the fort until we decide we want your kid.
Well, I want to put together three events that have happened here. Julie Bass, Oak Park, Michigan.
Yes.
How dare you grow your own food in your own yard? Venice, California, Rawsome food raids. How dare you sell living milk fresh from a farm cow? Marianne Godboldo in Detroit. How dare you take your daughter off of psychiatric medications? You put these three things together, Robert, you get a very clear picture that says, don't say no to the state. You must drug your children, and you must consume dead, processed, pasteurized, homogenized foods. Don't even try to have something that's actually good for you. I mean, this is a very clear pattern. Mm. It's all across the country at the state and federal level now.
Yeah, and it's something that I think needed to happen, and I don't like to say it that way, but you know how it is about wake-up calls. If we have fallen asleep as a people and said, you know, we just can't be bothered with the government, and, you know, honestly, we don't want to be bothered by them, but we're not going to pay any attention, until the point where, like our founding fathers and framers of the Constitution, they warned us, if we went to sleep, if we were not vigilant, there would be a time when, you know, for instance, we use the Benjamin Rush, Dr. Rush, that he says medicine will organize into an undercover dictatorship. But really, the state has become the enemy of the people, but it's not something we weren't warned about.
Well, that's what's incredible here. And by the state acting in this way, it is driving parents underground. This is why more and more parents are refusing to take their children to see pediatricians, to see oncologists, to see conventional doctors at all. This is why parents are pulling their children out of schools and homeschooling, which, by the way, is a far better education than what you get in most public schools, especially in Detroit.
Yes.
Don't even get me started on public education. But, you know, the government is driving people away from the conventional systems just to be able to protect their own rights. Because now if you take your kid to see a doctor, and if the doctor says, oh, your child must be put on chemotherapy, if you say no, you can be arrested. It's incredible.
Well, it's a medical police state, and you got to realize, you might like your doctor. Your doctor might be a nice person, have a good bedside manner, but by virtue of the license, they've asked permission of the state to do something that is considered a privileged activity that's regulated by them. And because of that, they can be forced, if they want to keep their license and privilege and, you know, job, whatever it is, money coming in, they're going to be told, well, you got to turn dime on your parents that you've got coming in with their kids. If they do something that you see is not like what we like, you got to tell on them.
Well, that's right. And look at what this has devolved into: corporate controlled fascism. I mean, that's what this is. It is a fascist state. You mentioned a medical police state. That's exactly what it is. It is using government guns, you know, government force, to protect corporate interests. That is the definition of fascism. That is what Hitler, that's how he rose to power, under the structure of fascism, using the power of the state and guns and tanks to protect the corporate interests and corporate control over the people. Now we're seeing the rise of almost Nazi-style fascism in America today under the nanny state, under the excuse that, oh, the government's just going to take care of you and protect you and make your food safe and make your children healthy, when in fact they're doing exactly the opposite.
Mike, are we aware if Marion Godboldo is open to the assistance of people that are seeing her as, you know, a victim here and maybe even a hero for standing up and trying to defend her child or her children? Is there some kind of defense fund? What is going on in there to, you know, help make some positive out of this?
Well, yes, there is a legal defense fund, and that the website for that is justiceformarianne.com, with the word four being the number four, the numeral. So justice number four, Marianne.com. You can also find that link on Natural News in our story covering her. But yeah, she needs help. She needs assistance there. And there are people who have already rallied, who have marched in Detroit in her defense, and there's going to be more action. In fact, today, there is an event taking place. In fact, as soon as I get off the phone with you, Robert, I'm going to have to check what's going on there. There is a march about government abuse happening, and the website for that, where people can find out what went on there, is govabuse.org. So just govabuse.org. And that's all about defending us against the abuse of Child Protective Services and so-called welfare workers all across the country who, by the way, Robert, many of which are actually engaged in child trafficking. I know it sounds almost unbelievable, but we're getting more and more evidence pointing in this direction. And even Marianne told me on the phone that she saw children being kidnapped and trafficked and taken away. And other sources tell me that those children are being sold into slavery.
Well, and also they're being sold into medical experimentation, as was the place that her daughter was taken. They were actually getting kickbacks, and I don't have time to go fully into that. I know you're covering it. I'm urging everybody to stay plugged into naturalnews.com. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, is on this story. We're going to be getting some more things out here on the Robert Scott Bell Show every day that we're airing about this story as well. And Mike, I appreciate you on very little notice coming on board today to let us know what's happening here.
No problem, Robert. We all have a duty to speak out about these great injustices when we see them happening. So I thank you for your coverage of this and encourage everyone to keep listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. You're doing a great job, Robert.
Thanks. That's Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, always a welcome guest here and a real champion for health, freedom, and liberty as well. When we come back, we'll be joined by Dr. Frank King for some more Healing Revolution. What will we cover? A little bit more RLS? How about some asthma? Anybody having breathing difficulties after that? Boy, I need some help for that, too. So we're going to do that next. Also, next hour, Liam Sheff may turn the tables on me once again.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are known to be connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hey there, this is Mike. Got a couple of things you may want to check out. Did you know about the website counterthink.com? These are some really hilarious, freedom-oriented, health-oriented, even political cartoons that you got to check out. counterthink.com. And if you want to know what's in your food, go check out foodinvestigations.com, where you've got a bunch of free mini documentaries, little videos there that you can watch that will show you what's in your food and what's not in your food. We talk about Total Blueberry Pomegranate Cereal made by General Mills. Did you know it has no blueberries in it? and no pomegranates. We got the video right there on foodinvestigations.com. And if you really want to know what's in your food, your medicine, your personal care products, and so on, head over to naturalnews.com. We're publishing about 12 articles a day now, everything from healing superfoods to the dangerous chemicals in your products, foods, and medicines. Naturalnews.com. Check it out.
Dr. Teresa Dale here with an urgent message for you. Are you seeking a natural solution for hormone balance? Do you now use any hormone replacement? Do you suffer from menopause or low T? Do you want results using safe, natural, and trusted products? We have thousands of test results proving the efficacy of our products. I created a proven homeopathic system and the only five-element saliva test in the world used by thousands of health providers and now available to you. Did you know there are side effects to using bioidentical hormones in any HRT? Don't wait. Get my five-element saliva test and get your hormones balanced. Don't risk cancer and other side effects. Call us. 800-219-1261. That's 800-219-1261. Or visit naturalhealingpro.com.
Hello.
Hello!
Hello, hello, hello.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
You're amazing. You are something else.
Robert Scott Bell.
She has both style and substance.
Robert Scott Bell.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Healing Revolution every Friday comes courtesy of my dear friend, Dr. Frank King, from King Bio Homeopathics. Up there in Asheville, North Carolina, where we get a lot of our great remedies and a lot of great stories coming back from all of you listening every week. And a big shout out to all of you. So thanking Dr. King as well, right here on the air. Dr. King joins me again for another Healing Revolution.
Hey, Robert. Is this restless leg drug starting to make you restless?
You know, we talked about that last week, as a matter of fact, and a new story comes up. My producer, Don, he found this fresh off of an approval for restless leg syndrome back in April. GlaxoSmithKline is on the loose again. They're going after the FDA. They say, "Hey, we don't think that it's enough to treat RLS. Never mind that, as we'll tell you, that it was a failed migraine drug. In other words, they tried to get approval for it as a migraine drug, but oops, it caused cancer in rats. Now that they got approval for RLS, we talked about how they now the FDA, which is a protection racket for big pharma, went after homeopathic companies with 100-year-old leg remedies, leg cramp remedies. And now they say, well, we want more than that. We now want to use it for neuropathic pain. How much danger can we stomach from RLS, Dr. King?
You know, it almost boggles the mind. You know, it's almost as absurd as all these drug commercials where, you know, they make this wonderful, beautiful visuals, and then they start giving you the list of all the side effects. It makes you like, insults maybe our intelligence to
yes,
that point
yeah.
where I'm wondering, you know, is this part of the human condition that's, you know, is this, and these are marketing specialists out there that supposedly know us as consumers, and they're creating these commercials. It almost, I'm not a conspiracist, but this is really kind of strange.
Well, that's what we call, Dr. King, conspiracy reality. You know, when it's real, and it is. In fact, we find this, like with the meningococcal vaccine that was recently approved. Suddenly, the FDA was attacking out of the blue, no complaints really, ear candles. We can't have ear candles because this is going to be sold, this vaccine, as the prevention for ear infections. Coincidence? Well, that's an interesting consideration. That's what I would call a conspiracy reality.
Yes, and here's another one, right? Not only this restless leg syndrome, but you know, they're taking, you know, looking at why are the reasons why they're taking the over-the-counter inhalers for asthmatics off the shelves. They're taking them away by the end of the year.
Like the Primatene Mist?
Yes, yes. They will no longer be. And you know, it was strange, Robert. The excuse was that it was destroying the ozone.
Really? That, you know, this is the thing. It's like, it's not that it's killing people or causing heart attacks. It's like, well, destroying the ozone. Never mind that we find the ozone tends to repair itself. Now, we're not condoning pollutants that would harm the ozone, but that's an interesting take on Primatene Mist.
Yeah, especially since these patients, you know, the real issue is they're going to be going to inhalers that are prescription, so that they're driving people back to the doctor. They have to go to the doctor every time and get this prescription, which is has the same stuff in there, the same fluorocarbons that are, you know, in those that are in the OTC. People are still going to be using it the same way. So it just negates any logic to why they're taking these off the OTC market.
You know, it's the opposite of the healing revolution. What I love that we do is we're actually giving information that allows people to take, you know, the healing back into their own hands. Now, we're not concerned as practitioners that, oh my gosh, we're going to have nobody come see us, because there are always going to be sick people. It's just the nature of the universe here, planet Earth. So that's not our concern. Is like, we want to help as many people as possible. But the opposite is true in the pharmaceutical complex with FDA. They want to take away your options, whether they're legitimate options or not. Because, again, we would say there we have better options than Primatene Mist and homeopathy, and we'll get into some of those. But isn't that fascinating? They're going to make them use basically the same thing, but now you have to come to us and buy a prescription. It's going to be 100 times more. It'll bankrupt you. It'll bankrupt the insurance, and then you'll be begging for socialized medicine.
Yeah, I guess doctor visits may be down quite a bit lately with the economy, and you know, maybe this is another method of keep the doctors busy.
Very perceptive, absolutely perceptive. So if we talk about these so-called over-the-counter myths converting into prescription drugs, I know one of the scariest things for people is asthma, or anytime you have difficulty breathing. I mean, that's panic. That's fear. I mean, this is something people don't take lightly, nor should they. But when I always work with them, I always say, you know, don't give up your medicines cold turkey. Absolutely not. Work with the things. Get your body in better shape and find that you need less and less of it until you can finally get rid of it altogether.
Oh, yes. You know, for 36 years I've worked with asthma patients. And, you know, 90% of them is really, it's more about an issue of building their health and improving their lifestyle and, you know, addressing what we call the three primary causes. Number one, we address the lungs and the bronchioles with specific homeopathic remedies for asthma and asthma attacks.
Yes.
That works wonders, not just to give temporary relief, not just to force by biochemically, you know, a dilation of the bronchioles, but we're dealing with actually correcting the regulatory mechanisms in the body to address the causes and therefore correct the actual asthma in a very high percentage of our patients.
Mm. That's brilliant, beautiful. I love it, and it's simple. You know, I've talked about a number of single or individual homeopathic remedies. People can go back and listen to many of the archives where we've discussed these things. You, of course, have comprehensive lung-focused remedies that are wonderful as well. But, you know, you've got a first stage. Okay, let's address the symptom. We don't want to ignore it, but there are two other steps that you mentioned.
That's right, Robert. We got the other two primary causes we find that complement, you know, when you were seeking to get the causes, if you want to get to the roots of your problem, not just mask it with a drug.
Yes.
Now, you know, but everything I say is designed to complement the appropriate medical care needed at the time. So, you know, we're not here to throw away all your drugs. Never. You know, you want to work with your doctor where you're seeking a healing and correction of the problem,
sure,
and not just the management of the disease alone.
Exactly. Very important, and that's what we're encouraging people to do, because we can see them rely less and less on Big Pharma's drugs, which is, in our opinion, a very good thing, but we're all about the freedom to choose. So as we're easing off, and this is that second phase step, so we can get deeper into the problem.
Yes. So, you know, the two primary other arenas to connect, you know, connecting the dots here with dealing with asthma, the other two that complements the asthma treatment is, one, number one, a stress remedy. You know, look at how you might be dealing with stress. If stress building up, is it kind of starting to create constrictions and, you know, upon you and upon your chest? You know, these are things that you want to address these stresses, help process them, and as well as find remedies to help you process. And, you know, homeopathy provides beautiful remedies to deal with stress. And is the 911 stress control, first one to consider.
Absolute favorite. It's become the household favorite. So this is something that's very real. I mentioned that because, you know, other ailments that people have can be annoying and painful, but they don't often or they're not often accompanied by such fear. So that you acknowledge that. I mean, that's the practitioner side of you seeing this for 36 years. It's like when it comes to asthma, stress connection, big time.
Yes. And the next one would be allergy. You want to start addressing allergies. Allergies being accumulative, as we spoke, you know, it can be, you might have dairy allergies, you might have gluten allergies, wheat allergies, you can have environmental allergies, seasonal allergies. You want to start looking into these arenas, and there are specific remedies in homeopathy to begin to address these different types of allergies and to begin to help correct those allergies and overcome those allergies. And therefore, that's a foundational to really overcoming asthma.
We've talked a lot about allergies over the many healing revolutions we've done together, Dr. King, and of course the allergy specific ones for, you know, different regional mixes, which is very innovative and actually very beneficial. In fact, I don't have the letter in front of me. One time I'll read it on the air, but a family who is dealing with a lot of respiratory and allergy situations, you know, and I always ask, have you done homeopathy yet? What? Homeopathy? No, I didn't think to do that. You know, it's not in the consciousness yet of the American people. And once they do, and they got some of the King Bio specific allergy formulas, they were just ecstatic about the results within their family with the many kids that they have. So, and that is really a very common trigger into asthma. It could start as, you know, a histaminic response, but then continue to descend into a very severe asthma attack. So I'm glad you brought that up as one of the trigger points that we have to address here.
Yeah, to add to that, Robert, another arena that we always look at is the toxicity.
Yes.
You know, there's a lot of studies out there relating toxicity to asthma. And so, you know, from chlorine in pools to outdoor air pollutants, indoor air pollution, in the plethora of chemicals that we're exposed to in the household, as well as perhaps through work.
Yes.
So, you know, we want to, and there are specific homeopathic remedies we have, you know, that deal with specific toxins. And I always say the rule of thumb in homeopathy is that we find that homeopathy always works.
Yes.
You know, the key is always finding the right remedies because it is addressing the true underlying causes behind each health problem.
Yeah. And if we come back to the asthma situation and lung issues, you know, I've talked about lobelia tincture as an herb to be utilized, you know, sparingly because you don't need a lot. You put a bit, you know, in a big glass of water, do a squirt of a dropper full in there and sip on the water. That's a great option from the herbal realm. And of course, we can utilize these things homeopathically. There are great comprehensive homeopathic remedies that address the lungs, and including Bryonia alba, which does lungs and liver, or Antimonium tartaricum, which is a common one, Drosera, which can work with lungs, coughing as well, and Spongia tosta. I always thought that was funny. A toasted sponge can help your lungs.
It's amazing when you think about how the sponge is made, anatomically speaking, in relation to the lungs.
Yes.
And
yes.
Bronchi, there's very similarities between the two.
Yeah, and that's the like cures like principle, and a lot of similarities and patterns that repeat in nature. And the beauty is here we're utilizing nature herself and, you know, basically altering her into that energetic component that, you know, maximizes and matches up so closely with the symptom picture of the people. And in this way, you, with a non-toxic intervention, can reverse not only the symptoms but long-term with these other things, comprehensively addressing the stress, the allergies, the toxicity. Now we have a pathway to healing as opposed to just symptom suppression.
Spot on, Robert. You know, it's we've been under suppressive therapy now as a nation for nearing 100 years. And, you know, we all know what happens when we suppress things. You know, we usually send them deeper. Homeopaths have observed this phenomenon for a long time. And they'll find, especially as children, when you suppress skin problems, that usually, you know, maybe it starts with the suppressing the diaper rash. All of a sudden, that when you suppress skin problems, it goes deeper, and most commonly, it'll show up into a respiratory problem.
Yeah.
And hence, you'll see why we have so many allergies or so on such an increase, and asthma is on such a rise in the percentage of the population.
You're right. The adaptation syndrome taking place when you suppress something goes in, the body wants to find a way to get it out by any means necessary, and it may be, in your case, the lungs are the place. Become the dumping ground. So we're going to talk a little bit more about strategies to overcome that, see what else is in the news as well, right here on the Healing Revolution Friday with my good friend Dr. Frank King. Always look forward to these segments together, Dr. King. Coming right back with more healing after this.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man, based on scientific laboratory research, 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hold that shrimp on the Barbie until you find out about Papaya 35 Multiply Plus, direct from Australia. All-natural, GMO-free Papaya 35 Multiply Plus is made from fermented papaya and pomegranate, rich in natural probiotics, digestive enzymes, and antioxidants. Now get this spectacular product to boost your natural killer cells to help your immune system and improve your digestion at the same time. So now you can have your shrimp on the Barbie, feel better, and if you act now, get a great down-under price and free shipping on each product that you order. Don't wait. Go to onestophealthshop.com and order now. That's one-stop-health-shop.com. Get that great down-under price and free shipping right now at one-stop-health-shop.com. That's one-stop-health-shop.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's always a great time when we got Dr. King on the line here, Healing Revolution Friday on the Robert Scott Bell Show. If you would like to connect with Dr. King and King Bio, it is kingbio.com. I have all the links up at robertscottbell.com. Also, we have the phone number, and I'm going to give it out now, so get ready to write it down, 800-543-3245, 800-543-3245, Monday through Friday during normal East Coast business office hours. And, of course, Dr. King, if there are ever any questions from anybody, we're welcome to take that on the air as well at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. In fact, I do have a question, one of my Facebook friends I'm going to ask in a moment. But wrapping up the lung issue, and if you missed any of it, go back, listen to the archives. Fantastic information. But the specific thing, because people are going to say, well, Robert, you didn't mention the actual name of the thing for my lungs, for my asthma. I want to know. How would you name it for the people so they know what to ask for?
Well, we try to keep things real simple, in life. And so, we have the asthma-free formula.
Asthma-free. I love that. You know, this is the thing. People always expect, oh, he's going to say a complicated name. I better read it. You're like, asthma-free? Oh, I can remember that.
Yep. And if you have other factors, you want to start putting all those pieces back together to help overcome this condition.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe there's any diseases out there that we need to have to live with the rest of our lives.
Right.
You know, if we resolve the underlying causes.
Yes.
And so, the stress formula, 911 stress control, love that product.
Yep.
As far as dealing with allergies, from regional allergy mixes to we have allergy formulas to address. We have one called allergies to dairy.
Mm-hmm.
We have one that's allergies to grains and gluten.
Yes.
We have one that's, And so we have these other very specific types of food allergies and then remedies for toxicities, like an outdoor air pollution formula or an indoor air pollution formula or our water chemicals formula. Mm-hmm. These are the names.
Yes.
And so we make them very easy. If you're a swimmer, you spend a lot of time in chlorinated pools, definitely think of the water chemicals formula.
I'm telling you, people might be in shock and then they need 911 stress control because it's so easy. You made it so easy. You know, I was like, oh, it can't be that easy. Well, yes, it is. And I'm glad that we can let loose and let everybody know about it. And again, provide the tools that we know are very important here. I have a question here coming from one of my Facebook friends, Shannon. She asked, do you have any suggestions for spider veins other than lasers and injections? Okay, so she doesn't want the lasers, doesn't want the injections. Spider veins are often associated with the larger varicose veins and varicosities. Of course, homeopathy does have remedies for that.
That's right. You know, vein toner is our number one product for dealing with vein issues. Not vain as in a sense of being vain, but in if your veins of your circulatory system, it really helps address, you know, another term is phlebitis.
Yes.
You know, to address, you know, some of the pain or in things associated with it. Many times when the big veins get damaged, they're very hard to, you know, it's a very difficult thing to try to see repaired. Now, the little spider veins, you know, there are obviously the injections out there that work very quickly with those sclerosing type little injections that make them disappear almost instantly. But if you're shy or not wanting to do those type of things or spend the money on that, I always say let's give our body its greatest opportunity to heal overall. And I've seen some of these heal. I've seen them not where they haven't.
Yes.
Both. So, but it's worth trying, you know, the vein toner formula.
Vein toner. Excellent. And also I always recommend to utilize silica, the trace mineral silica in a whole food form like Alta silica in combination with this. And oftentimes you'll find that your vascular system regains integrity. So it'll encourage the body. You'll give it the tools it needs to get well and stay well. So great question in that regard. And I love that we can give these tools to people, have more empowerment at home to take care of themselves. Do you have any other things as we wrap up the healing revolution here that can help people out?
Robert, one of the things we did with our patients for many years, it worked so well. It's all about empowering the people and, you know, and getting you more proactive involved. And the more proactive you become, the more preventative you become. And also the more you actually correct these problems and resolve these problems, because the majority of problems by medical science is discovered it can be corrected with lifestyle management.
Yeah, and the majority of those problems are often caused by the medical interventions, funny enough. So we really have to back people out of it. But there are subtleties of function that we don't pay attention to. I mean, are there any thoughts of things that people can do, pulse diagnoses at home? What do you think?
Yes. We used one of Dr. Coco's pulse test. Is a great little test. Where all you have to do is learn how to take your pulse, and you practice this right on your wrist. The great place to check your pulse, and you know, with a time device, check it for exactly 15 seconds, multiply it by 4, you have your pulse, your average pulse. You want to check this when you're in your average relaxed sitting position and know what it is. And let's say you go home and you walk into your home, you sit down, you relax, you check your pulse then. If all of a sudden you see your pulse increasing per minute over 5 points, it can go 5, 10, even 15 points shift many times.
Yes.
You know you're allergic to something. Right away, you think, whoa, I've got a toxic home or I've got something I'm reacting to in my house, you know, whether it's the couch you're sitting on or the rug or the carpet or mold. It could be something in your home that you're reacting to. That's a good start to begin the detective process, because this does take detective work to get to the roots, and majority of people do have allergies in their environment.
Well, and it takes practice as well, what you said there. It's like, oh, I take my pulse. I don't know. You know, but you get a sensitivity over time. People have to commit to learning something, a new skill like this. So you're saying, you know, people are not, we're not talking about, oh, you just raced in and your heart rate is up. No, we want to get it, you know, you test against, you know, basically regular calm interaction time against the same kind of time.
That's right, Robert. And you know what you can also do is always check your pulse after you eat. You know, the foods are such a problem today, and so and they can be very elusive. That's where I basically found out that I had a black pepper allergy, and it was causing headaches. Otherwise, because it was very difficult to trace it down without this little pulse test.
Yeah.
And so you can check. Here's what I recommend is 5 minutes after you eat, 10 minutes, and 15 minutes after you eat, you check your pulse those three times and record it and watch. And somewhere in there, if you've eaten something you're allergic to and you're still in your relaxed sitting position.
Yeah.
And you know, you're not racing around trying to do the. There's a good way to get out of doing the dishes. And so, you know, you can actually check those pulse during those three times and see, and you see that jump in your pulse.
I'm going to remember that. Honey, I can't help you with the dishes now. I'm just sitting here for 15 minutes taking my pulse. Yeah, honest. Dr. King said it was okay.
Yeah, it was doctor's orders. And so you do this. And you basically can be the detective. Now, next, you can then start taking your wife's or your spouse's pulse, mm-hmm. and you can take your children's pulses. You can begin the detective work throughout the family and write down those foods that you ate. And then you can start, you know, as you keep doing this and writing down those foods, you can start connecting the dots and finding the connection of the foods with each meal. And this can really help you as well as even assist if you're working with an allergist of some type to get to the roots of your health issues.
Brilliant. You never know when you're listening to The Healing Revolution every Friday with Dr. Frank King here on the Robert Scott Bell Show what tool you're going to learn, how many tools, in fact, in one short time frame every week, Dr. King. I can't say thank you enough for providing these things so generously to all of my listeners here, and they really look forward to learning from you each week.
Thank you, Robert. It is just a great honor to start being a part of empowering the people.
Yeah, no, it's a blast. It's an absolute blast to do it. And again, kingbio.com is the website, 800-543-3245 is the phone number during the week. Get plugged in. You will be pleased. You will be empowered. You will be healed. And that's what we do here every week. Thanks again, Dr. King.
You're welcome.
All right, that wraps us up for hour one. But boy, there's a whole other hour. I don't know if I can go on. It's been a long week. There's a lot going on. I think I'll take the next hour off. Oh, we'll have to find out what that means because I hear that Liam Sheff is near the studio. My dear friend, the conspiracy realist, will join us after the break, and I might just kind of relax and let somebody else sit in the host seat for a change. I kind of like that. It was an interesting technique or experience. We may do some more of that next on the Robert Scott Bell Show as we talk about the liver. Yes, let's detoxify before the weekend, shall we? Let's. And in the meantime, I remind you that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness. And the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well.
So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good morning. Happy Friday. You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Is on temporary hiatus while we refigure the channel. We're having some money problems, so we've turned to our friends at ADM, Archer Daniels Midland, supermarket to the world, and also our friends at Monsanto, who from saccharin to Agent Orange to Ready Roundup, Monsanto, better...
Oh, no.
Better living through chemistry. No, this is the Robert Scott Bell Show. Rocking the health van. If the health van is rocking, please come and knock. Robert's right there in the background. He's not tied up, but this is Liam Sheff, his friend and fellow investigator, wanting to ask him some questions. And so I've put him...
Actually, I'm just lazy. It's Friday, the last show of the week until I kick it off again on Sunday with my GCN show. I said, Liam, you take the show. You take this hour. I'm going. I'm leaving.
Remember to go to robertscottbell.com and naturalnewsradio.com to see all the news that's breaking, quaking, and shaking. You can call Robert with a question at 866-939-2355, 866-939-BELL. But we're here today to talk about Robert.
Yes, Liam.
I'd like to eat your liver. No, I just want to know.
This has gotten really horrifically. It's like a horror movie already, Liam. Oh, my gosh. Well, again, it's Friday night, movie night. Why not? We do some movie reviews. You want to know about the liver.
With a nice Chianti. No, I just want to know about liver. So we're talking about health.
Mm-hmm.
And you said to me, Liam, you said, and I said, Robert, you said, Liam, the most important thing in health, and you might know this, you said, from Chinese medicine, is the, and I raised my hand, and...
The river.
The river. Oh, you got me to do that. I didn't do that. I apologize. My God, this guy has so
insensitive.
So wrong. So
the liver. Wrong. The liver. The liver is the key to all healing. And that was something that I learned... You know, at that turning point, you interviewed me a while back. We were talking about that 24-year-old young man who was chronically ill for those 24 years. And when I met who was to become my mentor in homeopathic medicine, he took one look at me and said, "You are toxic, kid," in his accent. "You are toxic. You are the toxic kid." And I had many of my friends make fun of me as I tried to explain to them, "No, really, I'm toxic." And they thought that was hilarious. This was well before Britney Spears had a song called Toxic. And so he said, "Listen, we got to clean your liver." And that was it. It's like, okay, I did remember from high school, they did actually talk about the liver in high school biology. But yet nothing was really really referenced in terms of how much assault, how much abuse we were doing to our liver in the West. And on my upbringing, my diet, standard American diet,
the vaccinations, the heavy metals that came with it, the antibiotics, the processed foods, the additives, preservatives, colorings, flavors, all these things, pesticides included, hammering my liver's ability to do what? What did it do? And of course, you remember that word, detoxification. The 500 plus known functions and counting all mostly surround that aspect of how do we get the garbage out of your system. It'd be one thing. Go ahead, Liam.
Let's take a little pause there. The liver is something most people know it because it sits somewhere in their body, and if they drink, they know maybe it hurts or maybe their back hurts. We'll talk about that. But people don't know what the liver does. It gets engorged. It gets too big. You can have cirrhosis. You can have cancer. If you drink a lot, if you eat a lot of terrible processed, deep-fried, pesticide-laden food, we know that toxins accumulate in the liver. But what is the liver? What does the liver do? You mentioned 500. I want you to tell the audience a little about the liver.
Well, look, we've got things. Let's just say we're all living in an organic environment and world. The liver would still have a role. It wouldn't like, oh, the world is perfect. We don't need a liver, right? Everybody needs a liver. And what we have now is the reality that everybody has what I call liver congestion. Again, something I had to learn later on. You know, I didn't know this at the beginning. And certainly you go to a gastroenterologist or a liver specialist and you say, Doc, I think I have liver congestion. Well, he might give you a funny stare because he won't really acknowledge anything until he says, well, you have hepatitis and we've tested it, or you have cirrhosis, something along those lines, or we've checked your liver enzymes are elevated. Why? Because you're on Accutane, a drug to make your face clear from acne that can kill your liver. But detoxification in a normal sense would be transforming metabolic waste, cellular waste, waste products of digestion. We've talked on this show, many of my listeners will remember, I discussed this even with Dr. Frank King, who was on the Healing Revolution last hour, uric acid, very common waste product. You eat a lot of animal protein. It is one of the prime metabolic waste products, uric acid. Now, that needs to be taken to the liver for transformation because it doesn't leave the body as uric acid. It has to be transformed so the body can then deal with it. And that's where it will be transformed into the salt of the acid, the sodium urate, for instance, and into the urine for excretion by the kidneys, right? So think about this. If the liver is not doing its job of transformation of metabolic waste, the stuff's going to go to the kidneys. Kidneys are going to freak out. They're going to go, what are you sending me? And yet, doctors diagnose kidney problems all the time, kidney inflammation, infection, kidney congestion, even sometimes you'll hear. But they tend not to look at the liver because we abuse the liver so readily with everything that we do. It's the most abused organ that we have, yet thankfully, the most resilient and most regenerative. I mean, you can cut out a large chunk of the liver and it can regenerate. If that wasn't the case, we'd all be dead because of the exposure to toxins that we have in our modern world.
So the liver is kind of like the tapeworm, the happy tapeworm in our body. You can cut it in half, you can abuse it, and it will regenerate. Not forever, but
it's got resilience.
But what is the liver? It sits there. It's not connected to the stomach. The food doesn't go into it. What goes into the liver?
Well, there's a lot of vasculature, a lot of blood flow, right? Even a lot of lymph flow. I mean, a lot of things that are carried out through the processes of you know, whether it be nutrifying the body and then the waste products coming out of the cells have to go to the liver before, as I say, they're transformed in a way that they'll either then go to the colon as solid waste, or if it's designed the way it's designed, as liquid waste to the kidneys to be further filtered, and then it's out as urine. So in this case, again, it's just this, some people call it the oil filter of the body. I mean, it's much more complex than that. It's more than a filter because there are active things that do occur to transform waste.
Right. So the stomach takes in food. It puts it into the, empties into the small intestine, then into the large intestine, or backward. Did I just do that backwards?
Small intestine, large intestine, colon.
Yeah. What connects to the liver? Does the small intestine, the blood vessels from the body after food is already?
Yeah, there are ducts, there's hepatic ports. I mean, there's a lot of ways that if we look at the physiology, there's transit. And, of course, this leads into one of the most profound things you might ask about in regards to why I utilize coffee in the way that I do.
But we'll get there.
Okay, we'll get there. But suffice it to say, like I said, when I speak to the lay audience, and listen, you know, I'm coming from a layman's perspective originally, too, and my goal is not to convert doctors, although I wish they would, and many of them do, or many of the good ones do understand this and more, but really to speak in basic terms so that people understand, listen, okay, we can say, well, I'm abusing my liver, but how do I know that my liver is problematic? Because people don't often, you mentioned liver pain. very rarely in our culture is it, you know, something associated with, hey, doc, my liver hurts, right? You don't go in with that. You might, you mentioned back pain. We'll talk about that as well. But you might have a headache. You might have fatigue. You might have gastrointestinal. You might have gas. You might have bloating. You might have gastroesophageal reflux disease. And that is all related to the liver. But you're not going to say, hey, doc, I've got GERD. Can you check my liver? People don't do that in the West. Doctors don't support that kind of concept.
So you're saying the liver is at the center or the root of many, 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 many problems. Mm. I'm just trying to walk down this line. So
sure.
The liver is essentially, I've always been told it's the blood cleaner. It cleans your blood. Is that true?
Yes, but that's only one small but albeit important aspect to what it does.
So what else?
As I said, the lymph drainage, that's such the drainage canal of the body. You talk about detoxification. It's not just cleansing the blood. The lymph is that, you know, all the fluid, the interstitial fluid, all of these things. It's everything.
Waste
it's not
product.
One thing. The waste products that float through. And, of course, this upsets me to no end when I hear about cancer doctors saying, well, we've got to remove that lymph node. It's swollen. There could be cancer there. And it's like the body is desperately trying to, you know, move that debris on through the lymph, and the lymph stasis, the stuckness, because, again, coming back to the liver or liver stasis. Now we get terms of energy, terms of the acupuncturists and the Eastern docs, if you will, in Chinese medicine. They've only been saying this for, about 5,000 years. What have they been saying?
What have they been saying?
The liver is the key to all healing. And that is, you know, a two-pronged issue. If the liver is not in optimal shape, if it is a degree below, if it's operating at 100 and it's at 99 or 79 or 40, anywhere below that, all disease becomes possible. And, in fact, the lower that function is, likely. But the positive is the good news. I always like to have the good news, is that if we can find a way to restore function, get it closer up to that 100 level, then all healing becomes possible.
So the liver, the central cleaning organ, I guess, of the body. You
the
said
river.
It's a transformer. Mm-hmm. You said also in passing that it performs some 500 functions.
Yeah, and in many of them we don't all fully understand, and there are more to be discovered. So I can only talk in terms – and I want to encourage everybody. There was a one of the Healing Revolution Fridays I did with Dr. Frank King. We went much more into detail on this, talking about liver detoxification. So I don't want to retread certain ground, but of course, Liam, if you need to know certain things right now, but go back to the archives at Natural News Radio on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Man, oh man, is there great information, all for free. And all I ask you to do is say thank you to the people that support the show, and that includes Liam Sheff, my good friend.
Uh-oh. We're talking with Robert Scott Bell on his own show. This is Liam Sheff. You can go to robertscottbell.com and see what else we're talking about. Find links to important liver information. Maybe we can link to some books.
Sure, absolutely.
You have some recommendations. 500 functions.
Plus. Yeah.
500 plus in one organ sitting in the beneath
on the right side of the body, and also, you know, the part of it reaches up toward the back, in between the shoulder blades. There's a point there that you may find sore from time to time, and you might think you injured it or you pulled a muscle. And that, in homeopathic perspectives, we call that the chelidonium point, because it references a remedy that antidotes that specific thing for the liver.
So let me put some punctuation on this. When we come back, we're going to talk about the manifestation of illness in the body, and then we're going to talk about how to clean the liver.
Clean that liver.
But the point I want to make here, the punctuation I want to put on this goes like this. You're saying that the ancient art of Chinese medicine, thousands and thousands and thousands of years of study of the human body,
yes,
says this. If your liver is healthy, all health proceeds from there. If your liver is unhealthy, all ill health proceeds from there.
Yes.
So if you drop the liver beneath 100%, you're down in the 90s, you suddenly have a host of symptoms and illnesses that can result. If you're down to 50, you can have, an exponential number of illnesses.
Yeah.
And they may not, it's not like your liver is going to burst into flames. Right,
correct. Yeah, that's a good, no spontaneous liver combustion. But you also may not get a direct symptom of, like, you drop an anvil on your toe, you know the problem's in your toe. Whereas the liver is a subtle organ, it can give the signal, but we have been trained not to pay attention to it, and we think it's something else when, in fact, it is the liver.
When we come back, we're going to learn more about the liver, how it works, and how to clean it. Get your coffee ready. This is Liam Sheff, not filling in, just sitting aside, Robert Scott Bell. It's his show. Be sure to thank him. Go to his website. Friend him on Facebook. Go to naturalnewsradio.com. Leave a message for him at 1-866-939-2355. We'll be back after this short break.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hold that shrimp on the Barbie until you find out about Papaya 35 Multiply Plus, direct from Australia. All-natural, GMO-free Papaya 35 Multiply Plus is made from fermented papaya and pomegranate, rich in natural probiotics, digestive enzymes, and antioxidants. Now get this spectacular product to boost your natural killer cells to help your immune system and improve your digestion at the same time. So now you can have your shrimp on the Barbie, feel better, and if you act now, get a great down-under price and free shipping on each product that you order. Don't wait. Go to onestophealthshop.com and order now. That's one-stop-health-shop.com. Get that great down-under price and free shipping right now at one-stop-health-shop.com. That's one-stop-health-shop.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
And welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. This is Liam Sheff, not sitting in, sitting aside Robert, who is talking about livers. Remember, go to robertscottbell.com. You're listening to naturalnewsradio.com. Leave a message for Robert at 1-866-939-2355. 1-866-939-BELL. But he's right here. Let's ask him a question.
Liam, I must say thank you for helping me detoxify the health world today.
We're detoxifying. We might be rocking. We're shaking. We're shimmying. I think I'm more of a kind of a bossa nova guy. I don't know if you can bossa nova the health world, but I think we're doing that.
Well, and you know me. I dance to the beat of a drummer nobody has seen.
We're jazzing up the health world a little bit. We're talking about livers. The Chinese medical view, the Chinese medicine view, forgive me, is that the liver is the center of health. Liver health degrades. All health problems result from that. So let's say that somebody's walking around with a damaged liver and they don't know it. What kinds of health problems can they have you seen? What will they manifest?
Well, it can be joint pain, like arthritic pain. So look, you'll go to your rheumatologist. He's not going to diagnose your liver. If we talk about the allopathic model. But even, quite honestly, some of the holistically minded people that, you know, kind of put the cart before the horse and say, yeah, well, let's give you some glucosamine and chondroitin and, you know, any number of things, which are fine. But the reality is if you're not doing it in conjunction with or prior to the focal point on the liver, you're putting the cart before the horse. So we need to address those metabolic wastes that are accumulating or even the environmental toxins that are accumulating in this case. And that, of course, is something that is a big one, inflammatory diseases. All the inflammatory diseases also have the liver at the heart of the starting point because the liver is overwhelmed by these toxins. They're not removed. Now, I mentioned headaches and migraines. That's another big one. How about skin conditions? People come in with eczema, and you go, all right, doc, what do I got? You give me a steroid cream? Sure, it goes away, and, of course, it drives things back in. And your liver is the organ that's damaged the most by that. I know because I lived through that in my childhood. Rashes that were horrific, and I think we talked about that before. So there's another one. Digestion. How about malabsorption? Stomach issues. gastrointestinal imbalances, inflammation of the gut. You know, we could talk in terms of probiotics, and we do. We could talk in terms of the direct damage to the gut, and we do. But we cannot overlook, and I never mean to neglect that, the liver really is the key along with these things. But as you say, the digestive disorders are symptoms of pain there. You're like, oh, you can feel that. Whereas the liver pain, most people don't, or if they feel it, they don't know it's that. And most doctors will not do it, and they'll medicate you.
I've known a couple of people who had their gallbladder sucked out of their bodies by doctors who were sure that it would somehow help them. I looked in horror both times, saying, "How does ripping something out of your body help your digestion? Aren't you having problems with your digestion?" And I tried to help one friend change her diet. What would the liver expert say about gallbladder problems?
Well, the gallbladder sits right with the liver. I mean, you can't really separate it out except that it is a bladder, separate too, but intimately and intricately connected to the liver. And there's another issue where they go, oh, gallbladder problem, right? You don't have a gallbladder problem. You have a liver problem again. You know, certainly we talk in terms of lacking certain key nutrients for liver function. We've talked selenium. I've even talked chromium in that regard. But the toxic burden is such that, you know, all things become aberrant, including, you know, the metabolic production of, we talk about bile, we talk about certain enzymes as well that are affected. And in that, in turn, will cause dysfunction to the gallbladder. Now, diet is everything. We know you mentioned the fried foods. Of course, you see that in gallbladder. But more primary is liver, but the liver's not given the symptoms that are identified by or diagnosed by the doctors. They can diagnose gallbladder all day and all night because they can go in with their ultrasound. Oh, look at that, gallstones, whatever. They look at the liver. By the time they see anything, you know, it's a subtle inflammation. They need to go more invasive. In other words, they're going to, well, maybe we should do a liver biopsy. Maybe we should do a CAT scan. I mean, it gets really horrific, the things, before they determine what's going on. And we look at, you know, the condensing of something like this. I always refer to the movie called Super Size Me. Liam, do you remember that one with Morgan Spurlock?
Love that movie.
Oh, yeah. Now, here's a guy, you know, he's dating a wonderful woman who's a vegan. She's beautiful. And he's just going, she's horrified by what he's about to do. 30 days straight, morning, noon, and night, McDonald's. And it wasn't even 30 days into it, because he's monitored by doctors or running tests. They find his liver enzymes are up. They're saying, your liver looks like someone who has been drinking, who has cirrhosis, right? And here was a condensation of what I've been describing of the American population. Maybe they don't eat that food morning, noon, and night, but over the span of years or decades, this is the kind of thing that we're doing to our liver, whether we drink alcohol or not. And if you want to have invasive liver tests to determine it, I don't think that's necessary. When people ask me, how do I know if my liver's congested? I ask this one simple question. Are you breathing? Quite honestly, that's all it takes now to know. And as I said, it could be a few percentage points off optimal, but even that is something to concern us, or should.
You mean to be alive is to have a congested liver, to be alive now?
Specific to our environment now, correct. Yeah. It's different than times previous because, you know, you want to talk about a healthy liver in history. Remember Rasputin?
Right.
They tried to poison him. He wouldn't die. Finally, they had to shoot him. That's a guy with a strong liver. When you can metabolize poisons like that and go, throw something more at me.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So these are the whole things. And adaptation to, you know, radical environments also comes back to liver. Your ability to adapt in environments. The healthier your liver is, the more flexible your physiology will be at adapting to changes in environment, even these seasonal changes when we see, oh my gosh, the colds and the flus. It's liver congestion that is precipitating these, oh my gosh, I've succumbed in. They say, oh, it's the fall, it's the winter, it's the liver.
What is it about our environment now? My macrobiotic studies tell me that deep fried things or heavily baked things or carbonized meat are all heavy, heavy toxins. They'll sit tight. In the macrobiotics, we say they tighten the liver. So we avoid them. You eat shiitake mushrooms, green vegetables, kale, mustard greens. You do ginger compresses and drink ginger miso soups. You do any number of things. You juice vegetables.
Making me hungry here.
You clean the liver by what you eat every day.
Yes.
And you keep the whistle from the top to the bottom moving smoothly. You can take some chia seeds or flax seeds or whatever.
Yes.
But you're saying, what? So that's all for food stuff. But what else do we have now in our environment that we didn't have before. You're saying now, especially, mm-hmm. is the time that we're exposed to toxicity. So what's different?
Well, environmental toxicity and toxins that have never before been in the food, water, or air in the recorded history of mankind. Within the last couple of 100 years, you can say Industrial Revolution started it, but certainly in the 20th century when our love affair with organic chemistry out of Germany came to being, and they started adding these aniline dyes to candies and foods, and then we went to these synthetic preservatives, right? And then we started, you know, our admiration for other preserving agents, including heavy metals like mercury. Now, mercury toxicity has been prevalent throughout history, and it's known. Homeopaths have known that's one of the worst toxins on the planet, and that's a naturally occurring toxin. But now we're talking about, again, molecules rearranged in ways that nature never provided us the enzymes to break down and transform. Remember, we talked about transformation, enzymatic transformation of uric acid to urate to urine, right? That's just the greatest example there, I think, in terms of understanding something simple from a metabolic perspective. But we throw all these synthetics in. The body doesn't know, honestly, I'm going to say it very directly, doesn't know what the hell they are. It desperately tries to deal with them, and eventually it tucks it away. It gets stuck in the liver, and if not there, then it's overwhelming the liver. Now it's thrown into the fat cells. And people get fat not because they're eating too much necessarily, could be, but because they're toxic, and it is an adaptation for survival in certain body types. And they, you know, it's a survival mechanism, and they may get cancer later in life because they eventually can't keep at bay those toxins that they couldn't get rid of that have accumulated, whereas slender people may have to deal with more inflammatory skeletal conditions. But right away they have a warning, and that may be better or worse. It just is what it is. But these environmental toxins is what we're talking about here.
I'm having bodily flashbacks to my childhood where I ate way too much red food coloring number 5 or whatever
yes.
it was. Too much carbonized food, a lot of charred meat, and I'm really feeling kind of like sick and tight in my back.
That
my
was
throat.
You in that they put you in carbonite, you and Han Solo.
Well, we were Uncle Han. But no, I ate a lot of this stuff growing up, and I can remember that greasy carbon taste, and it just makes my body feel sick. So I'm thinking, I haven't done enough cleansing yet. You know, I've never really focused on cleansing as much as eating a good diet.
Sure.
My macrobiotic training, I mean, I tried some cleanses, but usually
right.
these fasts and cleanse, they make you feel tired and sick and weak. There's something that you recommend that we'll get to. Hold on to your britches or get ready to drop them until
oh, no.
the next segment. We're going to hold on to that for a second. You can brew the coffee now. You can also brew tea, but hold on. Wait, we're not. So what, let's just, before we get into the hardcore, this is how to get the liver to throw back that stuff into the environment and get it out of your body. What are some good foods that people can eat to clean their liver on a daily basis, and what are the foods that we should be avoiding?
Sure. Well, from the standpoint of the quality of food, I start there, because a lot of people that are even vegan, and they don't concern themselves as much with the quality, although they have awareness, but they, you know, it's that level of understanding of the subtle toxins that are not so subtle. So for me, the cleanest that you can get as possible. Obviously, eating lower on the food chain, even if it's not ideal, is better than, because of the accumulated toxins higher up the food chain, but cleaning it up. I wrote an article for Survivalist Magazine recently about foods that are medicine, and one of my favorite is simply the dandelion. Honestly, it's one of the most wonderful, versatile, liver-kidney-supportive greens, if you will. You can eat it on your salad. It's a little bitter. You could turn it into a tea or an herbal tincture. I mean, there are many ways you can go about it, and it's a very comprehensive liver detox and kidney cleanser. The thistles, the milk thistle, etc., very good as far as a food. It's a medicine as a food. Utilizing beets, obviously bitter greens. Anything that is what we call those super dense, nutrient-dense plants are going to be excellent to support liver detoxification, liver function. I mean, these are some very important things. There are many more than we can go into. And, of course, certain key nutrients like selenium, anything that is high in selenium is going to help those that are not vegetarian. We've talked about if you can get organic whey that is unprocessed and unpasteurized, it's another way. We know biochemically it enhances the production of glutathione, which is that cellular detox, you know, molecules very critical in liver detox. So there are a number of ways to, whether you're vegetarian or not, you have options.
Many options. We're cleaning our livers today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Go to robertscottbell.com, naturalnewsradio.com. Give Robert a call at 1-866-939-2355, 1-866-939-BELL. We'll be back. Get the coffee ready. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Did you know that your hormones can be rejuvenated without cancer-causing hormone replacement, including bioidentical HRT? This is Dr. Teresa Dale inviting you to take action with my natural homeopathic formulas. Get relief and balance back into your life. My formulas help heal a variety of health conditions, including menopause or low T. You know you have the power to heal your body and mind, and yes, my system and products will help you do that. They have been proven with thousands of people in before and after saliva tests. You can actually get a saliva test sent to you today, or just start using our formulas for optimal wellness. Learn more at wellnesscenter.net or naturalhealingpro.com, and you can always give us a call at 800-219-1261.
Got a question for Robert? Call now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Many people have heard our ads on the benefits of truly undamaged whey protein, but they still do not believe there can be such an immense difference between heated whey and unheated whey. So I'd like to direct your attention to the comparative photos of two cows. The website address is too long to say on the radio, so please go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com and download the free report on the miraculous health benefits of unheated whey. In this report is a website address that shows the comparative photos of two cows. The cow-fed cooked milk looks sick compared to the cow-fed raw milk, which looks healthy. Seeing is believing. I was never a fan of protein powders in the past until I was introduced to One World Whey. Now I know that the special means of processing whey to preserve what nature put into it has never been achieved until now. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Bly.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott.
He's
Scott,
a brave
Scott.
And a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show. And we're coming back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. This is Liam Sheff, not sitting in for, sitting next to Robert, who has taken a half day. Sort
yes,
of.
A little bit off time letting you run the show. You know, it's interesting because hanging out with a conspiracy realist, I feel like much smarter. I feel it's sort of a detox cleanse when I'm hanging out with you because the garbage out there in the ethers, I can see through it all.
Yeah, it's a problem with hanging out with me. You should have been with me in my school days. The teachers didn't quite appreciate it.
Not the way I appreciate it.
All of my questions. Why are you teaching this to us? This is clearly not true.
Questions. Why so many questions?
Yeah, they weren't Jewish and they weren't that nice. Robert and I are talking about, not about lawyers, we're talking, I don't know why.
Congested livers and the people that you've run into with them.
I've run into my liver with many people, and we're talking about my liver, we're talking about your liver, we're talking about how to clean the liver. So how do you clean the liver, Robert? I am a vegan, vegetarian, macrobiotic, long time being, but I'm having bodily memories talking about the things I ate as a child. I'm feeling kind of nauseous. There's the one big super clean. We're going to get right into that. But before we do the super clean, what can I do to stimulate a little more detox.
Well, yeah, this is the subtle energy but powerful energy of the metabolism. I mean, basically, we talk about metabolism in the body. It's not just fat metabolism. It's like the function of every cell in the body. And we're looking at energy fields. We're looking at corrupted energy fields due to toxicity as well. So, you know, acupuncturists understand this. They're talking about meridians and energy fields. Homeopathic medicine also, like we talked about the chelidonium point. I mentioned that. It's a very specific. It's the celandine plant in homeopathic form that pinpoints with accuracy the top of the liver in the back, in between your shoulder blades on the right side. And that can often be a very sore spot that may not be a pulled muscle. It may, in fact, be liver congestion. You've overworked your liver. You've drunk too much. You had a food that doesn't agree with you. You shouldn't be eating certain grains that are baked in a certain way, and you react. And this is your liver is trying to tell you something, and we're not trained to listen to it. So subtly, this is where I got my start. Remember, I switched to organic food, but in homeopathic medicine, clinical drainage, which is drainage, detoxification, was utilizing homeopathic energetic remedies to specifically work with different aspects of liver and kidney and spleen and colon function. And it was subtle because it was just a few drops in the mouth. You weren't talking about anything radical. So somebody that's living a pretty clean life, that may be a simple thing to do. It's not radical. You can do it every day a little bit.
Chelidonium.
Celandine, that's the chelidonium. There's Nux Vomica, which is a great polycrest for the liver and the stomach as well. And that's the poison nut. And you see, like, what are you taking poison, Robert? Well, it's homeopathic. It's no longer poisonous in homeopathic medicine form. And another great one, one of my favorites, is wild hops. Wild hops, and that's known as Bryonia alba. These are three of my favorite comprehensive liver-type remedies. There's more, but for simplicity's sake, you can always go right with those three.
Again, Nux Vomica.
Nux Vomica, Chelidonium, and Bryonia alba.
And sometimes you mention sulfur when you talk about... So,
oh, that's fascinating. Yeah, because we talked about homeopathy on the show, I think, when you turned the tables on me the other week. And Dr. Hahnemann, the founder of homeopathic medicine, when he went from the peasants of Germany to the aristocracy of Paris, he started seeing these strange lifestyle diseases. And he started prescribing sulfur to every one of his patients, which was a big no-no because you don't do that for everybody, the same thing. But he said these people had something in common, the wrong lifestyle. And it was like a centrifuge. So it was an early phase understanding of detoxification from a homeopathic perspective, which evolved later in his life. If anybody wants to learn more about some of the latter years, Rima Handley wrote this book, A Homeopathic Love Story. And it's quite revolutionary in honor of the healing revolution that we're doing right here, right now. But that developed further with the French approach, the French homeopaths that studied with Hahnemann in his latter years that continued a tradition that they were somewhat ostracized by the classically trained earlier Hahnemannians, or I call them the Hahnemaniacs.
So we've got sulfur, we've got that in onions and cabbage. My macrobiotic studies tell me always to eat onions and cabbage. I love cabbage more than onions because they're not... You know, antisocial.
Yes.
But these are great, great cleansing foods.
Sulfur, high sulfur content.
But let's, you know what my favorite cleanser is? A long walk.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, especially if you're getting some heat going, some sweat going, it's even better.
Right.
Obviously, the movement is lymphatic movement. You're moving the lymph, and that's the stasis that a lot of people have. It's not moving because the liver is congested, and one follows the other. So the movement of a vigorous walk is one of the most excellent things you can do. Most excellent, dude.
Most excellent. Enough with the newsreel. Let's get to the feature presentation. The coffee is brewed.
Yes.
The belt is undone. What are we doing?
Believe me, I came to this with great reluctance because it was, you know, graphic and horrible. What do you want me to do? What with that coffee?
Shove it up.
Yeah. I realized that there were people in trouble and crisis and talking and having the wonderful fortune of interviewing some of the top doctors on planet Earth. Some of them actually... including medical doctors, like one of my dearest friends out there in natural medicine. His name is Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez. And this guy is the top medical doctor in terms of addressing cancer, like pancreatic cancer, the fastest moving, most deadly form that they find. And in this case, this guy is saying, listen, the number one thing I do for my patients when they come to see me, and I'm talking cancer patients that are on death's door, is I start them with a series of coffee enemas. And I was like, oh, man, do I really want to know? But I did. Honestly, I did. And, of course, the result or of an extreme environment requires sort of extreme interventions. Now, the use of enemas or, let's say, colonics is something that is, throughout recorded history, thousands of years, even going back to ancient China, not uncommon. It was known. But in a modern context, we've become so genteel about these things and these functions. Like, you go back and read about Kellogg, right? That guy, and he was all into this colon cleansing as well. He's a bit obsessive on some other things, we know. But the reality is it was another aspect of liver detox and rapid in crises, but can be used on an ongoing basis from time to time as a boost or as a once in a while. I'm feeling kind of sluggish and toxic and congested. Bam, right? Very rapid response as far as liver detoxification.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, and yes, we're going to be putting coffee into our colons, not the long way, but the short path. Now,
to our friends in Britain, we say coffee up the bum.
Right? It's
green
not coffee
tea.
Necessarily. Green tea, yerba mate, anything with a high caffeine matine quality that's clean. You boil it. You let it come to room temperature. I mean, we're going to tell you how to do this. But the question isn't how. You get the bag. You get the tube. You lay on your side. You follow the instructions. It's important, actually, to lay on one side versus another.
Left side, because of the hepatic pathways. We want to deliver the caffeine to the liver directly. This is the thing. If you can't drink coffee, and I'm pretty sensitive. I'm not one of the coffee drinkers. I can feel it neurologically. And it will hyperstimulate your adrenals through oral means. But if you go rectally, primarily, it will be absorbed directly through the colon, taken to the liver, where it will aggravate and open the bile ducts very directly. So the bile dumps right back out the pathway to the colon. And it kind of reduces the burden on the kidneys as well, but immediate evacuation within the time frame of the actual what we call the coffee enema procedure.
I'm still here. So wait a second. You brew the coffee, it cools, you put it in the bag, you put the tube, you lay down, you lay on your side, you insert tube A into slot B. You squeeze? I don't know. Do you squeeze it?
Well, gravity can do the work depending on the kit. And lay down there. If you can tolerate 18, 19 minutes or so, you don't need more than that. And then go to the bathroom like you would normally and evacuate at that point.
Why are you laying on your left side?
Well, as I said, the pathways are much more prevalent in that we want to direct it. It doesn't mean like during the course where you have this strange urge because it's the nerves are going to say, hey, I got to go. And so it may be difficult at first. So instead of using two cups, use one cup or half a cup. I mean, you got to train your body, say, it's okay. This is good medicine. We're going to, ride through this. So there are waves where you'll feel like, I'm not going to make it. But there, you'll get, if you get used to this, if you find that it's beneficial to you, you can get past that. You can roll on your back. You can roll on your other side for a while to get past that wave, if you will, and then roll back to the left and continue with that. Again, target about 18 minutes is sufficient. And then, like I said, move to the bathroom and evacuate as normal.
Well, I do the whole thing in the bathroom.
Yes, and that can be done.
I mean the toity. But now you're on your left side because there's actually a tube.
Well, there are hepatic pathways from the colon.
Series of tubes?
Yeah,
from the colon
there's a number of ways that it gets there. There's some primary large ones, and it works very well in that context. And again, it's not being taken by the blood to the adrenals, right?
Uh-huh.
Right? So we're going right to the liver. We don't want the caffeine stimulating the adrenals in this case. You may feel energized afterwards simply because when your liver is clean, you're like, whoa, what happened to me? I feel light. I feel like I can float. And that's a common response, or another common response is, where did my migraine go? I mean, literally within minutes, it goes away.
So you lay on the left side, the coffee goes in, the caffeine from either the tea, the yerba mate, the coffee is stimulating your biliary?
Yeah, the bile ducts. Basically, the ducts are, they're jammed closed, whatever you want to say. They're congested. I mean, they're literally like, I can't function. And you're going to go, I'm overriding. System override. We got to get this stuff out.
Caffeine does what it does.
I can't go into the biochemical response specifically in one short segment or even two. But as I said, there are a lot of books written on it. We'll see. Probably put some links up on the blog at robertscottbell.com as well, and you can read about it, learn more. And I'll get Dr. Gonzalez on again, and we'll talk more about it. If people are really into the science of it, it's great too.
So you're getting these ducts to go blah.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Come out and go right to the colon.
Out.
Pass go. Do not collect 200. Just get it out.
And what did you say about headaches? Wait a second. Let's hold on to that because a lot of people suffer from terrible headaches. When we come back, we'll – because this – I mean, the first time I heard this, I grimaced. I laughed a little bit.
I cringed too, honestly.
Yeah. I said,
if
really?
You don't, it's another story. But no, this is good medicine.
I mean – hey, I'm going to go to Dunkin' Donuts, and instead of a cup, I'm going to bring a bag.
I don't think they're selling organic coffee, but yes, I want clean coffee, yes.
Good point. We want clean coffee.
Yes.
We want clean water.
Yep. We don't need to sweeten it. This is not about that. And again, very simple. And it is one of the most powerful things you can bring into your own home under your own control without the government interfering with you until they ban enema kits. Then, of course, we're all in trouble. We'll create something else. But, I mean, this is very powerful medicine to take control of your own life and health and in a rapid way. And if you're concerned about any other colon issues, of course, you can consult your doctor if you want to. I don't stand in the way of that ever.
You're listening to Robert Scott Bell talking to Robert Scott. No, talking to Liam Sheff. I'm not filling in. I'm sitting aside. We are talking about the liver. The liver.
It's the liver.
Good with a little Chianti. No, don't.
It was the liver in the kitchen with the... No, that's a different story.
Don't eat it. Clean it. We will be back. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Thank our sponsors for supporting such groundbreaking liver cleaning radio. Make sure to go to robertscottbell.com and naturalnewsradio.com. See you in 3 minutes.
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn up the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hold that shrimp on the Barbie until you find out about Papaya 35 Multiply Plus, direct from Australia. All natural, GMO-free Papaya 35 Multiply Plus is made from fermented papaya and pomegranate, rich in natural probiotics, digestive enzymes, and antioxidants. Now get this spectacular product to boost your natural killer cells to help your immune system and improve your digestion at the same time. So now you can have your shrimp on the Barbie, feel better, and if you act now, get a great down-under price and free shipping on each product that you order. Don't wait. Go to onestophealthshop.com and order now. That's one-stop-health-shop.com. Get that great down-under price and free shipping right now at one-stop-health-shop.com. That's one-stop-health-shop.com.
What do you think? Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Many people have heard our ads on the benefits of truly undamaged whey protein, but they still do not believe there can be such an immense difference between heated whey and unheated whey. So I'd like to direct your attention to the comparative photos of two cows. The website address is too long to say on the radio, so please go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com and download the free report on the miraculous health benefits of unheated whey. In this report is a website address that shows the comparative photos of two cows. The cow fed cooked milk looks sick compared to the cow fed raw milk, which looks healthy. Seeing is believing. I was never a fan of protein powders in the past until I was introduced to One World Whey. Now I know that the special means of processing whey to preserve what nature put into it has never been achieved until now. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
And welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're talking about we're dropping our trousers today. We're brewing the coffee, we're brewing the tea, we're cleaning our livers. Robert Scott Bell is here. This is Liam Sheff. He's been instructing us in the way of the liver. The way of the liver cleanse.
Yeah, the way of the liver cleanse. That's right.
We've been laying on our left side.
Yes. Did I go enough into the homeopathic drainage remedy? We did mention that. I just want to make sure, like I said, the people out there, because there are a lot of people listening to this show that read natural news that really lead clean lives relative to the rest of America. You know, I'm not saying that there's any way to live a perfectly clean life because we live on the same planet now. But the question you had raised is like, what do I do if I do pretty well? And I, for me, it's just like, okay, do some homeopathic medicines. Make sure you're getting enough selenium in your diet or in a whole food supplement. And, you know, you're a long way ahead of the rest of the crowd there. And you can deal with subtle but longstanding concerns associated with chronic, even as I said, subtle liver congestion.
So we've nailed the homeopathic remedies. Do you have a book that you can recommend?
You know, the book hasn't really been written yet. I mean, that's what we're trying to do here. You know, part of the secret project is get this information out in the written form that really explains some of the things that we're doing on radio. I've been doing on radio for many years and even in video form. So be on the lookout. You know, this is kind of your prerequisite to the future is to get this information out there for you.
In the meantime, you'll put up a couple remedies on the old website.
Yeah, I'll make sure those are linked up on today's broadcast, of course.
Speaking of people listening, I want to thank, on your behalf, who are we thanking?
The Prepper Podcast Network picked up the Robert Scott Bell Show, and they're blasting it out to their listening audience as well. And Natural News Radio, of course, is our mainstay and starting point. So the audience is growing. The people are listening to the message of health, freedom, and liberty all over planet Earth. And very grateful. Hopefully they're not weirded out by today's show, because, like, what is Robert doing, man? He's getting interviewed, so...
We're again, dropping our... You said the audience is growing. Do you mean they're getting fat?
Well, no, they're getting less toxic, but the numbers are growing. That's how I would say it.
So we've talked about the liver, the Chinese medicine point of view. The liver is the center of health. If the liver is degraded, all problems from arthritic to bowel to skin to, to
vascular
bone...
Vascular headache. The migraine issue, that's a wonderful thing to get rid of via this method versus... The liver toxic non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs like acetaminophen, right? Ibuprofen, aspirin even. But, of course, the big one is the acetaminophen known as what? What do they call that?
Tylenol. Smilinol. Yeah.
Smilinol, right. Yeah, so wipe that Smilinol off your face, please.
So that's liver toxic.
Very liver toxic. In fact, number one reason why people check into the hospital emergency room with liver failure is Tylenol.
Yeah, Frownenol. Leave the Tylenol on the counter, get some coffee, get the bag, go lay on your left side and try to get rid of it. Now, have you seen people get rid of headaches with this?
Yeah. In fact, I've told people about it and had a number of cases over the years that in the midst of the worst migraines of their life, they do this because, hey, if you're in enough pain, you will do something even as, oh, that, I'm going to do that. Well, you want to be out of pain without harming your liver? Okay. And literally within minutes of doing it, sometimes while it's happening, dissipates and is gone. I had a case where at one of the natural products trade shows, it wasn't possible for a person to do the coffee enema. So I said, well, have a little bit of coffee. Stop by the organic coffee, you know, little booth there and have some because it will also impact positively because it affects the vascular system. And sure enough, it relieved her migraine temporarily, although it wasn't as liver specific, but there are other mechanisms at play there. And so there are medicines in nature that we can go to without having to resort to toxic medicines of FDA approval.
The idea, though, that unblocking or flushing or evacuating a backed up liver gets rid of a headache goes to what you're saying and what I suppose some very wise Chinese practitioners of Chinese medicine have been saying for, what, 8,000 years, something like
that? At least 5,000 that I know of, but yeah, probably more.
I didn't mean to give them an extra three, but more than the 50 or 100 that the FDA has been poisoning people.
Oh, well, so far beyond that, it's ridiculous. And, of course, you know, they'll go after you if you make a claim for an herb to relieve a headache, but can they stop you from buying coffee? Can they stop you from buying a hot water bottle with the appropriate hose attachments, which is basically what we're talking about here? This is difficult in regard to preventing the American people to regain their strength, their vitality, and their ability to care for themselves, especially with the economic reset that we are in the midst of.
We're in a lot of trouble. We can keep ourselves healthy and clean. We can always print more money, as Alan Greenspan said, but we can't always make a new liver. Even though our liver regenerates, we do have to take care of it. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to have to download this show later and listen to all the stuff that came out in our conversation. I'm going to try some things. I might even try this reverse coffee drinky thing that we've been talking about.
Okay.
I'll report back to see how it goes. You want to hop through a couple news stories?
Sure. We got a few minutes left. Let's see what's going on this Healing Revolution Friday into the weekend.
Into the weekend. Organic poultry farms have lower levels of antibiotic-resistant bacteria.
Could it be because they don't use antibiotics? Could it be? You know, some of these places actually use homeopathic medicine in the care of their animals. I've seen homeopathic medicine used on cows and horses and goats and pigs and even chickens. So species specific, it is not. It works across the species lines.
Now, have you ever given a colon cleanse or a liver cleanse to a? All right, anyway.
You're not seriously asking me that.
I have a headache.
No, can't go there. No, not going there.
Robert, this is your friend the cow.
Moo, I know.
I'm laying on my left.
You know, now it's like Friday. It's like a cocktail hour here. I don't know what it is. I have some Perrier and whatever. But
Monsanto to sell biotech sweet corn for U.S. consumers. Monsanto Incorporated, the world's largest vegetable seed maker, said it will begin to sell genetically modified sweet corn in the U.S. market this year. How exciting.
We have an abundance, an overabundance of corn because they're growing it to convert into fuel. And that was done by a ridiculous notion that if we take away the food that we grow for people around planet Earth, that we could somehow put it in our cars and we'd all be better off for it. And that turned out not so well on top of the increased use of pesticides due to the genetically modified corn, which was promising to use less pesticides. So what do I think of that?
Soylent corn is people.
Soylent corn has become people. Cars have become people. I don't know. This is something that is going to have to change as well. When we talk about environmental toxicity and liver stress, the GMOs are part of this now, and they never were before.
We're eating soy. I'm not, but a lot of people are eating Soylent cow now. They don't even know it.
You're right.
Cows are stuffed with pesticides and GMO crops. They're also fed recycled waste. I mean,
yeah.
Cow manure, and they're fed rendered animals. This is a ghastly thing. Soylent cow is cannibal cow.
Ghastly. And you know, this is the thing. If you are not vegetarian, if you do eat animals, you definitely want to know your supplier. You want to find out who's providing meat that is not, you know, these animals are not consuming things they're not supposed to consume, you know, unless, you know, they're in the wild. They eat grass. If they're grass, you know, but that's, again, another thing that we've divorced ourselves from that reality.
Here's a little bit from the scientific establishment. Omega-3 fatty acids, essential fatty acids, show more cardiovascular benefits and may reduce risk of preterm delivery and chronic kidney disease. What?
You got to be kidding me. They're acknowledging omega-3 fats?
Essential fatty acids are good for you? Of course, they say found in seafood, and they don't acknowledge what they've done to the seafood supply.
Sure. The contamination of the seafood supply. Of course, we know that the anti-inflammatory benefits of omega-3s, neurological benefit, cardiovascular benefit, etc. Shouldn't be news, but again, they parrot it like, wow, look what we just discovered.
Here's one. Here's a great one to end the week on. Retractions of scientific studies are surging. Over the past decade, the number of medical journals that have issued retractions has climbed precipitously. Since 2001, that magical year, the overall number of papers that were published in research journals increased 44%, but at the same time, the number of papers that were retracted climbed more than 15-fold.
Oh, my gosh. Now, does this fit into the meme of facts change? You know, that's one of the things you brought up here on Scientism on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Facts change. Explain that, Liam, if you will. I'm going to turn the tables for a moment.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Pointy corners. Hey, maybe next week I can dish some family laundry. What?
Yes. We're going to go further into that. There's a fascinating history that needs to be told.
I can topple the dominoes and collapse the house of cards. Take that, mixed metaphors.
No, but what do you think? I mean, you've been reading journals. I've been reading journals for many years, these medical journals. The fact that there's so many retractions now, is it an admission finally that there's a lot of bad science, or is it something else that's resulting in this?
Well, facts do change is the reality. They put forward something one day because they've artificially structured a study so as to get the result that they were looking for. It's called the old human species. You know, it's even kids do it. We accuse kids, oh, you only hear what you want to hear. But here we are hearing what scientists hearing what they want to hear. So they put it out. The next week, somebody goes, that's not even close to being true.
Right.
Not even close. And they go, whoops. You don't hear about the whoops on the supermarket shelf. That whoops now stays in your food.
Right.
There are a lot of whoopses that should, like radiation for cancer. You know, that should have been, that's a big whoops.
Well, yeah, big
time. We live with it.
Yeah. Hey, Liam, I want to thank you for doing what you did today. And, of course, the last time it was a little awkward for me the last time. I felt very much more comfortable with you in the driver's seat here today. And, you know, most hosts that are long time in radio have people that will fill in from time to time. Most of them do. I've never had that. And I've mentioned this on the air before, but you know, you can fill in that chair very ably, and I appreciate you doing so.
Oh, get out. Oh,
I tried to get out. You wouldn't let me. I said I was going to take the last hour of the week off, and no, you dragged me in. I'm asking you questions.
All right. This is Liam Schiff blushing. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show. We will. What? When are you on? Sunday.
Well, Sunday. GCN will be back 1 o'clock Eastern, so be ready for that live. You can actually call in on that one. And, of course, Monday we'll be back with some advanced medicine with Dr. Bitar. More healing surprises, lots of news happening over the weekend. We're first to get there through Natural News Radio.
RobertScottBell.com, NaturalNewsRadio.com, 1-866-939-2355. And remember...
What do you say, Liam? You know it.
The power to heal is...
Yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
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 Where's Scott?
Good morning, Vietnam!
Rise and shining. Wakey waking.
Good morning.
Where's Scott?
Good morning. Good morning to you.
And you.
And you.
Robert Scott Bell.